Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Did you know that God is capable of hatred? Perhaps you think that God is so nice that he couldn't bring himself to hate anything. The fact is that the Bible is quite clear that God seethes with hatred at times. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, we learn that God hates seven things, and top of the list is pride. God's problem with pride is that it's a complete rejection of him. The proud person doesn't have any need for him, but lives a life in defiance of God's will. And so we read that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We therefore need to unpack carefully what this word humble means, because it's clearly the gateway to true blessing. Humility doesn't, on the face of it, sound too attractive, does it? We have awful images of people putting on an act, claiming to be but a mere worm and totally unworthy. That's actually what we should call false humility. True humility is the reverse of pride. The proud person has hands that are so full of their own excellence that they're unable to receive anything from God. The humble person comes to God with empty hands, longing to receive his blessings. The truly humble person understands that they're a much loved child of God, and that they need to live in total daily dependence on God. They don't have an inflated view of their own importance, but at the same time, they see how important they are in God's eyes. Humility is the key that unlocks the door to the life that God wants us to live. So let me ask you a question. Think of somebody in whose life you have seen true humility. What have you learned from their example? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you're so eager to bless our lives. Help us to come to you today with empty hands, ready to receive whatever you want to give us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.